All who come to this happy place, welcome.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world.
You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
How you will receive us?
Because it's all part of the plan.
You must take your place in the circle of life.
People line up for them, cheer them, scream their names, and years later they'll tell how they stood in the rain for hours just to get a glimpse of the one who taught them to hold on.
Would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that? For one chance, just one chance,
to be
a god.
Hello, welcome to this edition of Ace of Spades. I'm Ace, and I'm here with
James.
James, I owe you an apology. I noticed you're speaking loudly this episode because I said your voice was low. There's nothing wrong with your voice.
Thank you.
The mic I've been using, it hasn't been working at all. So every day when I come in and I hide the iPod back here, only the iPod's been picking it up. You know what I'm saying? So since it's closer to me, it picks up my voice and hasn't heard. So last week when I went off, you're like, speak fucking louder. I was editing last week's podcast and like, I'd be like, speak louder. You're like, is this loud enough, John? And it was still super low. So I went in the car and I started putting the mic everywhere and I was like, holy shit, this mic doesn't work. So I threw it out and it's literally the iPod that's been doing the whole work. So your voice is going to be picked up like super fine now. And since it's on your side, my voice should be leveled out and your voice should be leveled out. So yeah, sorry about that because I was listening to the old one. I'm like, geez, man, you got to speak the fuck up.
Made me feel really bad about myself.
Yeah, sorry about that. It felt super harsh, but you kind of deserved it because, like, the first half was so rough on me because you kept saying yup and nope and yup. And I had to go in and just raise every level, even though that was my fault, so it kind of balanced itself out. But, yeah, one of the stories I got to tell you is I broke my diet a couple days ago, and I went out and just got a bunch of junk food and did whatever. It was just one of those moments I caved in. And my body's been so used to the granola and the yogurts and the skim milk and everything over the past, like, month or so. So the following morning, I had so much gas. And I went to work, and it didn't go away. So I had to stay away from everyone, right?
Yep.
And our, super manager, she was leaving the break room, and she had her purse, and she was walking in my direction. I'm like, oh, sir. I ripped the biggest fart, but she didn't hear it. And I could tell she's heading towards my direction to go beyond me, like past the bubblers and whatever, to leave. So I had to stop her and like vamp so the gas could like go away. So I literally like step in front of her. I'm like, and I'm like, fuck, man, there's a problem out back. She's like, what? And I'm like, ooh, that excess back there. There's Halloween candy back there and all sorts of weird stuff. And she's like, all right, well, we'll just do this and this. And she passes me and I do this thing where I cut her off again and like spin around and I take like a big whiff, like just to make sure it's all gone. And it was clear. So I stepped out of her way and I'm like, have a nice trip. She just gave me the same look she gave me when I ran into her door earlier. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? But oh my gosh, it was ridiculous, man. When I tell you non-stop, and I had a 5-hour shift, it was non-stop. And I was like, I just want to go back to eating granola because it was every second. I thought I was shitting my pants too. It wasn't like the comfortable like. It was like my like. And I was like, oh, I did something, but I didn't do anything. It was just a loud fucking.
Yeah, I used to like walk into the trunk stock room and just like rip one and.
Yeah.
And, like, I would maybe times where I'd, like, stop smoking for, like, a few days. So, like, my body would, like,
I think I ran into one of your things, too. I think it was one of those mornings when I was like, I gotta get in here. Can you unlock this? You unlocked it for me. I went in. No, you unlocked it. And then later I went in. I'm like, what the fuck? Who's been using this for a fucking toilet? You just walk in. You're like, just leave. I'm like.
I always said, like, the worst timing would be, like, whenever, like, someone attractive would come over and be like, I'd fart, and then they just come walking towards
They're like,
me.
Is there anyone here to help me? And their eyes are on the door, and they just hear, and you walk out, like, I can help you, ma'am. But yeah, today we're going to see Hercules, which I actually thought was going to suck, but it turns out Brett Ratner is directing it, who did all the Rush Hour movies and the X-Men. So it might actually be good, because he's like a legitimate director. But
Rush Hour, like the...
1, 2, and 3.
Never touch a black man's radio.
Never touch a black man.
Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I don't know. Took a picture of the list of movies we're gonna go see. Let's take a look at it. Alright, we got Lucy next week, Guardians of the Galaxy the week after that. Week after that, Expendables 3.
Mel Gibson.
Harrison Ford.
Who gives a shit?
Okay. Let's Be Cops after that. Sin City, A Dame to Kill. Have you seen the first Sin City? I gotta let you borrow that. Literally, James and me were in the theater, we saw the trailer, and like, without any editing hesitation, like, and it was pretty loud, he's like, gay! I'm like, I don't think you've seen the first one. And then after that, The Congress, which I don't know if you're going to want to go see. It's an artsy-fartsy movie.
Congress.
It's about, you said you saw The Princess Bride, right?
Yeah.
It's about, you know the princess in that? It's like, I don't know how to describe it, it's kind of like, say you were an actor in, you were Hercules in this Hercules movie coming up, right?
I was.
And the movie's about you as an actor in real life. You get what I'm saying?
So they're...
It's kind of like, the trailer's basically like, remember how you used to be Princess Bride and everything and your career took a turn? So they're doing a movie that's fiction about her life.
A fake documentary?
Kind of, but it's a film, not a documentary. It's like a fantasy type thing. But he's like, what we want to do is, in order to save your son, in real life, her son, like, they're all acting. And we want to own you. So they scan her body and everything. So they have a computer, like, avatar-generated image of her to work with. But because of that, she sees in, like, cartoon format, like, different formats of film. That's what I got out of it. It's pretty. Actually, look it up on your phone since you got a fancy dancy phone.
Sounds confusing.
Yeah. And I'll play the trailer over the podcast so people can like follow along or look it up. It's the Congress trailer. But oh my gosh, dude. I kept watching Dragon Ball to refresh. I definitely can't show my little brother it, but it's TV-14. I couldn't believe that. Because I remembered how me and my brother did it. It was like the Pokemon craze or whatever, and we'd go to Blockbuster and we'd pick up each Dragon Ball tape as it came out. And I think my parents' processing was, it's like Pokemon, even though Pokemon's TVG, this is TV-14. So we'd constantly go to Blockbuster and pick them up, and I don't think our parents ever watched it with us, but we never caught on to all the subliminal stuff. But okay, Congress trailer.
It was right in the open.
It was. Like, it's so bad. Like, pause it for a sec. There's this one part where, like, I told you, when Goku, like, takes off Bulma's panties, and he's like, your balls are missing, and she's like, they're right here, like, playing a thing. But later, Master Roshi's like, if you get me, she doesn't know that Goku took off her panties. So later, Master Roshi, the old dude, he's like, if you let me see your panties, I'll do this for you. She's like, all right, fine, and she lifts up her dress, and she's completely ass naked underneath. She's like, here, here, and she keeps flashing him, and he starts bleeding out of his nose. He's like, oh, my. But, yeah, and it's so twisted, because, like, the there'll
be a... like, pedophile?
It's, yeah, basically, that's what they should name, because he's on a plane with a mom, and she's, like, holding her kid. He's like, he falls over on her because like the plane crashes. He's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I just didn't want to hit your breast like this. And he grabs her breast and like shoves his face in between them, and he's like, and you're watching this, and he's like, oh, I'm so and he just keeps doing it, and it's twisted and sick, but at the same time you're like, I don't know, it's kind of funny. But I don't know, I bought the first and second season though because I'm kind of getting into it. It's got a pretty good storyline. But it was funny, they resurrected, I saw the first season, and they resurrected the dragon at the end. And the evil dude's about to wish, because the evil dude, like, summoned the dragon. He's like, I wish for the end of... And then, like, this guy jumps on his head, and he's like, I want the best pair of panties! And the dragons are like, your wish is my command. Panties fall down. And now what happens is, what was it? The Dragon Balls turn to stone, the seven of them. They get scattered around the Earth again, and you won't be able to find them for another year, because that's when they'll turn back to the glowing Dragon Balls. So now Goku's entering a tournament to see who's, like, the best fighter in the world. Then the second season, I think they go back to looking for Dragon Balls. And they do the wish thing over. Which I thought was a pretty good, what's it called? Setup, you know? Because the whole thing is to find out what they're going to wish for at the end. And they get to meet new characters and all that. But holy shit, dude. Racism like crazy.
So it's about...
blackface, sexism.
Wishes?
It's about wish. Like, everybody has their own wish.
Well, yeah, everybody... Of course, everybody has their own wish.
Yeah.
Why make a weird show?
But it's cool because people group together. Like, it's Bulma, Goku. I really forget the other two names. But, and, like, they start collecting Dragon Balls. And
Roku.
I think that's Dragon Ball Z.
No, it's Avatar.
Okay. Kind of like when I was in when we both worked at, and we were both in building. And I was like, what's that guy's name from Game of Thrones? Ivan Drago? And you're like, from Rocky IV. Yeah, no, it's cool because as they start collecting more Dragon Balls, they start to get a little more hesitant because you're like, who's going to make the wish? Because only one person can make that wish. So, I don't know. That's pretty cool.
Is it whoever just talks first? Or?
Kind of. Like, if you say, I summon the dragon to make this wish or something, if you say that in front of the seven Dragon Balls, you get the wish. But actually, no, that's not true because the villain did it and the guy jumped. I guess whoever summons the dragon and wants the dragon summoned, whoever shouts out their wish first will get it. But again, that may change because I'm still in the first season. I'm like on the final episodes. Because I was watching on YouTube and they didn't
load them all. Why does the guy have a tail?
Which guy? Oh, that's a pretty good tail. Because the whole time you're like, why the fuck does this guy have a tail? But a lot of the characters and creatures are weird in it. So you're like, oh, it's just one of those weird things. But if there's ever a full moon, he turns into like this giant, huge beast, which I completely forgot about. And like... Because I remember when I was young, it like kind of scared me because I remember the image of him, but I never knew that was Goku. But whenever there's a full moon, he turns into it. And like in order to stop him, they ended up cutting off his tail when he was the huge beast. And then he ended up with no tail. But then it grows back spontaneously. I don't know. But they're coming out with the Dragon Ball Z movie here, and we should go see. Because like I know you didn't grow up with it at all, and you probably don't know anything about it. Because I don't remember. I saw Dragon Ball... I think the five seasons, because we'd always go to Blockbuster to get it. Then they came out with Dragon Ball Z, and I watched the first episode on it, and it was so fucking violent. Like, it was, like, decapitations, and I was, like, 12 at the time. So, I was like, no, not for me, because I just, like, you know, when you're at that age and you see something violent, you automatically think it's, like, click off, and not you.
I grew up watching Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, well.
I used to watch half. For kindergarten and half
literally
and
oh
every day and
yeah because my parents were very what's the word
pussy
conservative protective that's it so literally they went by the rules of like if it's PG-13 wait till you're 13 type thing so I grew up like I said before in like the I don't know if we're cutting that podcast but with like I Love Lucy and stuff so when I was in like I don't know late what's after elementary school
middle school?
Yeah, something like that. They'd be like, did you see Rambo? And I'm like, you see Babes in Toyland? Like, I had no idea. Like, in my head, when I saw Color or something, I was like, Color TV just came out today or something. But I didn't see anything. And once I was 13, I binged watched everything. And that's when I got into just film in general. And I already knew everything about the films from beforehand and black and white and all that. So, I don't know. Yeah, so... Basically, I've seen everything you've watched, but I didn't see it at an early age with you. I was like 13. I was like, no Dragon Ball Z, click 12 or whatever. But
Pokemon
wasn't violent, though. I'm talking like, I think he was fighting this dude. I think his name's, what's it? Piccolo in Dragon Ball Z. He has a green face and he has like a wrap around his head. And I think somebody cuts off his legs and blood goes everywhere and I just turn it off. But... They're coming out with something called Dragon Ball Z Battle for Gods, and they're at limited theaters. And this is one of the limited theaters. And I think it's where it's like a fresh start if you know nothing about anything for Dragon Ball Z. You can just go in and see it. I think it's one of those things where the trailer... Actually, we'll look up the trailer too, and I'll throw that in here too. So let's watch the Congress right now. All right.
Once we've scanned you, there's no going back.
Welcome to the Futurist Congress.
So you're here too, huh?
You and I are the only ones who survived.
Who are all the rest?
Characters. They invented.
Are you Robin Wright?
Yes. At least I used to be. There is no way I can imagine Aaron in this world.
I crossed over 6 months ago.
To find Aaron, we have to go on a very long journey.
What's on the other side?
Truth.
Can I go back to where I came from?
There is no such thing as the place that you came from.
Would you go see that, or is that too artsy fartsy? It looks pretty good, right?
Looks kind of...
Go ahead, say the
dumb.
Word. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. There's the James we all know and love. All right, look up Dragon Ball Z.
Another gay
what
thing.
Is it? Hey, why the fuck is everything gay to you? You're going to go in and watch like a gay porn one day, and you're like, this is totally straight. Dragon Ball Z, what is it? Battle of the Gods. But hopefully that Congress movie isn't limited theater. Actually, it wouldn't matter because apparently you're not going to go fucking see it.
Battle of Gods. Yeah. So there's a giant cat in it.
Like just watch the trailer, man. This is Dragon Ball Z.
I think so.
Yep. What's the guy that made it? It literally says, I made this.
Oh. Cat? I thought Goku was the kid.
Dragon Ball Z is when they're all grown up. Dragon Ball is when he's a kid.
So he has different color hair when he's grown up? Oh, no.
That's
him. Oh, and there was a blonde one.
No, that's him going Super Saiyan.
He becomes Aryan or something?
I'll tell you. It's like you're not too interested since you looked out your window like 20 times.
Well, I didn't want some cool guy to beat us up for watching.
He looks in the window, he's like, that's totally gay. And you're like, right?
That's what I was trying to tell him.
But, no, you never heard that term, Super Saiyan? It's like he has black hair, but he goes like this.
I didn't realize.
Like, it's all. And that's like he becomes like more powerful or whatever.
Of the Aryan race or.
Nah. Yeah. I saw AI. Have you ever seen that before? AI. Steven Spielberg film. It's about
I heard
a
of it.
Kid
Artificial
from
intelligence.
Yeah, that's what AI stands for. Yep. It was long, but it was good. Because all the movies I have left are. See, I picked up Gone with the Wind because it's one of those films I gotta see because I just love movies. I know.
Have to see it.
I know. And then I literally picked it off the shelf because I remember talking to you about it last week, and I was like, I could watch this. Guess how long it is. I looked at the runtime.
Which movie?
Stop showing off your phone to me. What are you doing? Are you being a dick right now or something?
I don't know. I saw that I had the option of the speech.
Oh. Gone with the Wind.
Do it again.
Gone with the Rent. Let's see what it does. I have that too on my thing and every time... it's still... Oh, shut the fuck up. Oh, good. I did that too. I said like something really fast. It's like, where's the cat?
It's like the 6-1.
Oh, wow.
That's yeah.
Where's the runtime? Look for how long.
3 hours and 58 minutes.
Yeah. I put it right back on the shelf. I was like, there's no way I'm sitting here for 4 hours.
I was back when like movies were like 40 minutes long.
Yeah. So I have that left to watch. I have Heat, which I think I saw before, but it's still there. Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee.
Is that when he has to like walk on like the rice paper?
I think so. At the end, like the villain has like a claw for a hand or something. A bear claw.
Know.
And there's mirrors. That's a cool scene at the end.
I just remember my dad saying that part.
Actually, look up, you're going to like this. Look up Bruce Lee. No, is it Bruce Lee? Yeah, Bruce Lee Kick. But And then what are the other ones?
Is there, that Ung Buck that be more trilogy? Because
it'll bring it up.
Like, I'm sure he kicks a lot.
No, there's one where it's just so totally over. Like, he's kicking a dummy and they just didn't. I don't know. I find it funny. I gotta watch that Ung Buck trilogy.
And so there's a couple Bruce's others. Real name.
I don't know. You know, Emma Stone's real name is Emily Stone. She just changed it for.
I always thought Emma was short for Emily.
Okay. I liked it when he did the one word answers now. Not the, like, well, John. That was another thing. Last week I was cutting it. And I was like, I was trying to stretch on to make you talk more. I'm like, let's do hypotheticals. And I give you that hypothetical, and you're like, that wouldn't fucking happen, John. It's a tree. Do Bruce Lee kick Enter the Dragon? At least you can scroll down.
It's from Enter the Dragon. Scroll down or?
Scroll up.
No, like. Can't you, like. Put Enter the Dragon in?
Oh, I think that's it. Right there. Watch this kick he does.
This one?
Yep. Right here. Alright, we might as well talk for the next 17 minutes because the movie will start.
So are we seeing the regular or IMAX?
Regular. I don't think we're going to see IMAX for any of these. They don't look very IMAX. What's it called?
X.
IMAX. X.
No, esque. IMAX-esque.
My little brother made me choke up, man. We were at Walmart, and I bought him that Just Dance 2 game because he, like, he's insane. He gets perfect. He's only six, and he gets perfects on, like, every song. He knows them all by heart. And I got him Just Dance 2, and he said to me, I feel like this is a dream, but it's not. And I was like, oh, man. And he just hugged me, and I was like, that's it.
Well, I was delivering mail a couple days ago.
The little kid runs up to you, hugs you, he's like, I feel like this is a dream.
No, there's like this like little girl, and like she was at like the house, and like I gave her the mail, and she like looked through it, and like she got a letter, and like I'd never seen somebody so happy.
Like, ever.
Like, it's just a little kid getting a letter.
Oh my God!
She was like, I wish I was that young again.
Then you snatch it back and you're like, wrong house. Like, yeah, just kidding you. Here you go. Happy birthday, kid, apparently. It's your birthday. Okay, we got
15 minutes.
Yeah. I paid for your ticket this week, too.
I can pay for my own.
Well, you bought me McDonald's last week, so I might as well make up for it.
I'm making the big bucks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Actually, yeah, fuck that. You pay for your own shit.
Yeah.
Mr. fucking 56 time and a half, and they cut my hours again. Next week I have 16.5. The week after I have 16.5. That pissed me off when I saw that.
Start being slower, so then they have
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea. If there's days when they treat me like shit, and I'm like, oh, just like my face and back, and like, why your face? I'm like, fuck you, and I just rip. But, I don't know. You ever see A Wonderful Life?
No.
Oh. I just started screaming, I wish I was never born! It's like a flash of lightning, and then I go home, and oh. You've never seen A Wonderful Life? Ah, oh, it's a good movie, man. It's a Christmas movie. Basically, you know what the premise is, right?
Wait, do they do, like...
An angel appears.
I wish for $1 million, hot dog.
Yeah, that's it. Have you seen that?
I don't know, my dad says that.
I say that during Christmas, too.
And, like, the, every time a bell rings,
an angel gets his wish.
I know those two.
No, what's the premise? This guy's life is going, like, really shittily, so he wishes he had never born, so an angel appears, and he makes it so... And, like, the entire movie's super depressing because he goes to, like, his mom's house and his mom doesn't know him. And he's like, let me just get in, Mom. And she's like, who that? Like she's like, get away or I'll call the cops. And slams the door in his face. People,
so it's like Scrooge.
Nobody knows. No, how's it like Scrooged?
Because he sees what life would be like. Different scenarios.
Okay, I guess.
I don't know.
At first I was like, that's a damn good call. I'm like, wait, no, it's not, fucker. But, I don't know. It's a good one. And then at the end, it like really makes you appreciate like, holy shit, I enjoy not being dead. And that's what
How do you know?
Oh, no. I wish I would. Oh, I don't know.
Give it a chance.
But, What was it? Yeah, that's the last line of the movie. Where he's like, that's right. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. That's what he sounds like. Cool. I forget the actor's name.
When does he say, I wish for $1 million hot dog?
That's the thing he used to do when he was a kid. He'd like push something down. He's like, I wish for $1 million hot dog. And then, but there's this cool scene in it where there's a dance. They're like dancing and it's a dance and like the floor parts and there's a swimming pool underneath. And I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know. Don't be a dick. I guess you have to grow up with it. I really should have watched Gone with the Wind, though, because it's one of those... Every time I watch older movies, I'm like, ah, it's black and white, I'm going to hate it, but then I watch it, and it's like, that was pretty good. Because probably my favorite romantic comedy is Roman Holiday with Audrey Hepburn. And I don't think there's any other one from the current days that I like more. You probably don't even know what that is.
A romantic comedy? She's Out of My League. That's a pretty good one.
I don't even know what that is. Isn't that with Amanda Bynes?
No, it's like Jay...
Oh, I'm thinking of She's the Man. What's She's Out of My League?
It has like... I don't
know. Well, it's not romantic comedy. I think it's just a romance. Roman Holiday one. I don't know. Romantic comedy, know, actually, 40-Year-Old Virgin. I'll go with that one. And then favorite romance film, I'll go with Roman Holiday.
Walk to Remember.
Walk to Remember. Is that with... No, it's Walk the Line. It's like, that Johnny Cash in it? It really wasn't very romantic. All right, 5 minutes. We should talk about the film. Are you excited for it? Or is it just going to be like one of those blockbusters?
Yeah, another film, maybe. It'll be good, maybe it won't. Yeah.
I really don't know what to say, because I looked at Rotten Tomatoes, and I got like 63, which is positive, and it's by Brett Ratner, but I don't know. I keep looking at that trailer, and it just doesn't look...
Like Hercules would be half... Black and Polynesian.
I brought that up to the guys at receiving, and they're like, he's right. And I'm like, yeah, he's right. I wish he didn't say that, though, because every time I see a trailer, I'm like, you should be white. They should be singing. You should have a half fucking goat. Bless my soul. There's no way it's going to beat the original cartoon, is there? The Disney one?
Yeah, they're going to have black people singing.
Yeah. What's that song that they sing, those five sirens?
Zero to Hero.
Zero to Hero! Just like that! We got the vipers! That's racist.
Will they be painting a picture of Hercules with Scar's pelt on him? On his, like, back?
Did they do that?
Yeah.
Amazing.
They had, like, Scar's pelt from The Lion King.
Oh, yeah, you're right! He's wearing the... yeah, in that one of the montages, he's like, where's the cowl? And it's that's messed up. Scar's, like, completely skinned on his... But I guess it's one of those subliminal things.
Well, at least he wasn't eaten by hyenas.
That's another thing. Thought. There's a ton of cameos. Like, if you go through the old Disney films, which I know you will, there's a bunch of, like, other from Disney movies in there, which is pretty cool. There's one. Actually, you know what? After we see this movie, we'll come back. Actually, we don't even have to do this stuff.
Oh, wait.
We're going to go see Hercules. We'll tell you what it's like. We'll be right back.
Are you a murderer? Are you a mercenary who turns his back on the innocent? We believe in you. We have faith in you. Remember the deeds you have performed. The labors you have accomplished. Are you only the legend, or are you the truth behind the legend? Now, tell me, who are you? I am Hercules!
Alright, so we just got back from seeing Hercules, and... It sucked really bad. I don't know how it got 63% on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, where should we start? You didn't enjoy it, right?
What?
Well, we enjoyed it to the offense. It was so bad. Those people must have... It was like premiere night, and like we must have been the biggest dicks because everybody else was apparently enjoying it. And every second we were laughing. All right, but basically, movie starts off. Apparently... Zeus has a fucking son with some god, some mortal. Hera's pissed, so you never see Hera. So she's trying to kill him. And apparently they take the scene exactly from the Disney movie. Pain and Panic, they turn into snakes. And Hercules, like, bashes them together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it's like, and the boy was just like his father, except...
And he's holding...
No, it's like
some pain, like purple and, like, green snake, right?
Yeah, but it's just like a black baby. Yeah. It's like white mother, white... I think
but Zeus even with that, did you notice how bad the CG was when the snakes came out of the eye, the rubble?
Or like the army marching and stuff.
No, we'll get to that part, but oh my god. Like, first off, they didn't even need the storyline of Hera, because the movie had nothing to do with her at all.
I think it was all about how he wasn't a part god.
They could have said that, because like, I mean, oh my gosh. I don't even know where to start. Again, they did, if Hercules was to, like, die in the middle of this movie, you'd feel no emotion whatsoever, because they don't even show him as a teenager. They literally show him as a baby, then an adult. And that's it. They don't, I'm, like, at a loss for words. They don't even describe his emotions towards his father, except for, like, one shot where he, like, they mention the gods, and he, like, looks up at this guy all pissed off. But, yeah, and again, like, you didn't see the trailer, but they spoiled, like, everything. Like, they showed all the monsters, and they showed him breaking. They literally show the entire trailer is that guy saying, "Who are you?" And he's like, "I'm Hercules," and he, like, breaks the things. This movie sucked. Like, I want to go into detail, but it was so bad. Them versus that weird green army. The dialogue, it was, like, literally, we could have written a better script when we were, like, 12. It was so cliche. You saw everything coming. Like, you continue, because I'm just like...
That, when they were fighting, like, when they got ambushed.
Yeah.
In that village. I thought it was, like, those guys that had, like, the Dothraki swords. That was
the scythes cool. Or whatever, yeah. But, again, it was just bad. I want to go into detail to, like, tell them, because the whole point of this is they'll, like, listen to this podcast and be like, "Oh, should I see it?" And I'm saying no, but I want to give a good reason. You don't understand how bad this movie was. Like, I went into it with high hopes, but and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I mean, God bless him, but he sucks at acting in this movie. Just like, there's this one scene where he's getting teary-eyed. No reason for him to get teary-eyed at all. He's just about to cry, and you're just like, "Ah, oh, but Brett Ratner, man,
he's Brett Ratner.
He's the director.
Oh,
he probably made a shit ton of money off this, so I don't feel bad. But guys, I mean, if you're going to see it with a friend, definitely see it. Because again, James and me were total dicks in the theater because we were laughing hard the entire. James was trying to be etiquette because I saw him every time he laughed, he'd cover his shirt over his mouth, which I don't think numbed the volume at all. Because it was basically the same
level. Well, in the beginning of the movie, we did have people that were sitting directly behind us. But then by the end...
I didn't even notice that.
Like that guy you were talking about, "Oh, he looks like the guy from West Coast Choppers." He sat like, right behind you. Oh, yeah. You were saying that. I'm like, yeah.
I was on a high, man. I was on a roll. But, oh, man. It's so bad. Definitely, okay, if you're having, like, a night where it's just, like, a guy's night and you're getting a movie to watch, drinking beer, watch Hercules, because you'll definitely laugh, because it's so bad. I mean, what would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Serious rating.
Serious rating. I mean, get rid of the whole, if you're going to see it with friends thing. Now judge it. A scale of 1 to 10.
3?
I'll give it on a serious note. I mean, I'm thinking, this helmet covers my face. I'm just thinking of all the bad quotes. I mean, the CG, and again, like, if you cut off a Hydra's head, more heads are supposed to grow back. And, like, they don't even show that. They just show him cutting off the head, and that's it.
They showed the bag, and it had, like, the Hydra, and it's, like, a mask, and there's, like, some, like, girl's head. It was like what a is that fake even? Hydra. The whole thing, story is like, he's just like, stories are what made him the hero.
Oh, so the lion thing he was wearing wasn't really a lion, it was just a regular lion, and like the bag of heads was like...
Like, the Hydra was just, like, people pretending to be a Hydra, but he went and killed it, and it's like... It's
okay, the now, whole knowing that, how would he, knowingly, Hercules, in this one, if he saw, he would tell that the Hydra was fake, right?
Yeah, he told the king, like, the king knew after, but, like,
everyone... Yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, if Hercules confronted this Hydra, wouldn't he be able to tell it was fake?
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? Like, how could they do that? How could people go out well, and, if they were wearing a suit and they were like, Hercules, we're gonna kill you.
They're like, oh, whoa, centaurs. And they're like, oh, it's just the person riding a horse. And they're like, oh, well, look, a three-headed dog. Oh, it's oh, just but three it's, dogs. Oh,
I didn't even think of that, man. Each other. Okay, I just and added another point to my rating. Because that's kind of smart. Oh, okay. But still, I don't get the Hydra thing. Because, I mean, even if the person's dressed up as Hydra and there's a head in it, he would see that, right? Unless he attacked from behind, I guess.
But the other people were caught up in the stories and were scared of the Hydra.
I get that, but I'm saying, like, if you saw a Hydra coming towards you right now, you'd be able to tell if people were in it,
well,
right?
Well, it depends how well-crafted it was.
It looked pretty well-crafted to me. They were, like, scared, but... All right. I was going to give it a 1 out of 10, but... That was... I'll give it a 1.5. And that 0.5 solely because of the thing you just explained to me.
If I was, like, 8 years old, I think maybe it's a pretty cool movie.
I'd give it, like, yeah, I'd give it, like, a 7 or an 8.
He said fucking centaur.
Yeah, when you dropped that F-bomb, you could tell it was for all the kids in the audience, not... But, yeah, I mean, if you're a kid...
Like, they should have just made it... Painted R and threw in some boots.
And again, yeah, I know, even when he had the nightmare, it was like it was a completely gratuitous shot of his wife dropping a robe, and then these bloody images jacked in there, and it's like, you didn't need to have the shot of her dropping a robe if it's gonna be a nightmare. It's like, it was so...
They probably, like, originally made it rated R and had a bunch of boobs, and then they watched the movie, they're like this is fucking stupid. Only kids are gonna watch this.
Exactly. That's probably
take
exactly
out the tits.
What happened.
Yeah, all right. Just leave all the stupid parts and we'll
you
put
give
it
a
PG-13.
3?
Yeah.
I gave it a 1.5. All right. We'll see you guys next week when we see Lucy. I love Lucy.
Hello, Raymond. You should feel a little more relaxed in your favorite Kmart clothes.
Tell him, Ray.
Kmart sucks.